tourist attractions across China received over 630 million visits during the week-long National Day and Mid-Autumn Holiday, representing 79% of the visits made during the same period last year. Tourism revenue reached nearly 470 billion yuan, or about 69 billion U.S. dollars. Many foreign experts say the upsurge of tourism during the Chinese holiday shows that the country's economy is recovering from the impacts of COVID-19. The 2020 Nobel Prize in Literature has been awarded to American poet Louise Glick. She's had no immediate comment on the award. There'll be no traditional Nobel awarding ceremony in Stockholm this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. President Donald Trump has refused to attend the next presidential debate next week after organizers said it'll be held virtually. The Commission on Presidential Debates said the decision was made to protect the health and safety of all involved. Democratic candidate Joe Biden says he'll follow the recommendations of the debate commission. 13 people have been charged with plotting to kidnap Michigan's Democratic governor and attack law enforcement. Court papers filed by the FBI allege that the suspects accused Gretchen Whitmer of having uncontrolled power and that they wanted this to end. The FBI and Michigan State Police spent hours raiding a home in Heartland on Wednesday night, continuing into the early hours of the morning. Whitmer has been praised but also deeply criticized for the state's response to the coronavirus. She put major restrictions on personal movement throughout the state and on the economy, although many of those limits have been lifted. The president of the European Parliament is self-isolating at his home in Brussels after being in contact with a staff member who tested positive for COVID-19. David Sassoli tweeted that he had no symptoms and that he'll be self-isolating for the required period while the necessary checks are being carried out. Sassoli is one of many high-ranking European Union officials who's announced self-isolation recently. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen went into quarantine earlier this week, while European Council President Charles Michel also self-isolated late last month. A Madrid court has struck down a Spanish government order that imposed a partial lockdown in the capital to fight the spread of COVID-19. The court found that travel restrictions violate the fundamental rights of residents. Madrid regional president Isabel Ayuso welcomed the court's decision and vowed to resume talks with the national government about ways of fighting the virus. Taiwan's exports to the Chinese mainland and Hong Kong reached over 100 billion U.S. dollars in the first 9 months of this year, a new record high for the same period. The figure represents an over 13% increase year on year. Taiwan's finance department attributed the increase of exports to expanding demand in the mainland market, the booming technology sector, and the prime season for consumer electronics. It's reported that no poisonous substances were found in Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's system when he was in Russia. The director of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service says no toxic substances that can cause any degree of poisoning were found after a comprehensive examination of the opposition leader. Navalny became sick on a flight from the Russian city of Tomsk to Moscow on August 20th. He reportedly fell into a coma after being hospitalized in Omsk and was later transferred to Germany for treatment. India's Federal Minister for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has died at the age of 74. Ram Vilas Paswan recently underwent heart surgery and had been recuperating at a hospital in New Delhi. He'd been in politics for more than 5 decades and was one of India's most recognizable politicians.